Okay. So first I've got a question, just shout out the answer. What do you people like in a story?
Funny.
Funny, if you like laughing at my bad fortune, sure. Death, if no one's gonna die. Nope, sorry. maybe a little. Okay. What are you talking about, Liz? Okay.
I think you know.
Of course I do. So, apparently, I don't have much of what you guys like, so at least act like you're paying attention. Please. Yeah, this story doesn't have much of a plot. Okay, so, I was born on July 14th, 1995. Some of you may love that day, some of you may hate it, depends on how you like me. So just a fun/funny fact about me, you know how people have birthmarks? Well, okay, I have a birthmark on my backside that it's just a piece of skin that sticks up about a centimeter. So, relatively speaking, I have a tail, kind of.
Yes, weird. That is awesome.
I am not a dinosaur, Brian. Okay, so the first school I went to was Love and Care. It was a preschool. Just down Middlefield, about a mile or two that way. And it's the only private Christian school that I've ever been to, although I have, like, no memories of it whatsoever. All I remember is my teacher's name was Jessica, and literally that's about it. Okay, so then from kindergarten to fifth grade, I went to Palo Verde Elementary, which is on Lewis, that way, about a mile. And so the first principal I had absolutely hated me because when I was like three, I wasn't even allowed to go on the playground while waiting for George to get dismissed every day because she was worried about a lawsuit that would happen if I got injured, which I really don't see why she would care about that much because my mom was watching me the whole time. And also, in kindergarten, to get hot lunch from school, thanks for joining us, Brian. Get in here. Okay, so for the line for hot lunch, normally kindergartners couldn't get it, but I got out at lunch like Mondays and Tuesdays or something. So, and then they had ribs, which George was saying were the best lunch ever. Yeah. And, I really wanted them. So one day where I got out at lunchtime, me and my mom waited in the back of the line. Like, anyone who wanted lunch, to get hot lunch could go in front of us. And then we were in the back of the line. And then the teacher yells at my mom for getting lunch, because then she was worried that they wouldn't have enough lunch for everyone else, even though everyone else had already gone. So she was pretty much an idiot. So yeah, my kindergarten teacher was Miss Pritchard, or Pam, I forget which we called her. And the funny thing about her is my older sister had her, George had her, I had her, and my younger brother had her. By the time she got to me, she was kind of sick of getting Rogers. Okay, so then, in first grade, my teacher's name was Lynn Lynn. First name, L-Y-N-N, last name, L-I-N. I can't imagine having my first and last name pronounced the same. That's just too weird for me. So, in first grade, that was the first time I went to the emergency room. I got appendicitis, which really is not fun. Apparently, at some point, I was puking black stuff. Yeah. No. I was in first grade. My mom wasn't on top of it. Okay, so I was in the hospital for a week, which really bummed me out, because first of all, I missed the trip to the teddy bear factory, which I was really excited for. And second of all, my best friend that year, he was moving back to China or Korea. And, like, he moved the week I was in the hospital, so I never really got to say bye to him. It's pretty sad. So then we go to second grade. I just started playing baseball, and I got into baseball. And my second grade teacher was a really big Giants fan. Yeah. Hey, Giants are beating the Dodgers this year. Just gonna, Giants have a better record than the Dodgers this year. Just gonna say that.
That's right. You guys want to fight?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm really glad God put me in her class, because I, like, really became a big Giants fan back then. And I believe that there was one Giants hat that I literally couldn't take off, or I didn't want to take off. Like, we made a self-portrait. I had to put that hat in my self-portrait. It was really weird. Okay, and then, through, like, kindergarten through second grade, I was in soccer, and I was averaging getting, like, 2 goals a game, every game. I could never get the hat trick, though, which really bummed me out. So, then in third grade, my teacher was Miss Swaggerty. He's the only teacher who I've had, who I've known, has been in jail for something. She was in jail for, her daughter, who was in high school at some point, had a party where apparently people were drinking or had been drinking that came there. So then the cops blamed it on her because they were her responsibility. So she got in the doghouse for that. Yeah. So I think it was third grade, that it was the second time I went to the emergency room. My little brother threw me into a table in the kitchen, which cut me right here. I was about an inch away from becoming, from losing an eye. Yeah. My little brother kind of like threw me into a table in the kitchen. Mark. So, yeah. Oh, speaking of brothers injuring brothers, I remember one time I put George in the emergency room. That was fun. No. I pushed you into the bathtub when I was reaching for my toothbrush. You were not being nice. Anyway. Okay, so then, fourth grade, my teacher was Miss Watson, and in fourth grade at Palo Verde, it's the first time you were there from 8:15 to 3 o'clock, because in first third grades you like were either 8:15 to like 2 or 9 to 3, for whatever reason. And so I really started hating school then. Because I got a heck of a lot more homework then, and I was at school for a longer time, which I really did not enjoy. So then, fifth grade, my teacher was Miss Harrop, who got married the summer beforehand. And it's kind of funny because midway through the year, her and her new husband were debating whether to move back to Wisconsin because they're both from that area, or stay in Palo Verde. But I think she hated my class so much that she wanted to get away because she decided to move back to Wisconsin. So, yeah. And then in the summer going to sixth grade, I went to junior high, where just something about junior high clicked with me and God. Because I went to PVC all through my life. And, I didn't get what the people were talking about. And I was like there, I said I was a Christian, but whenever my friends asked me about it, I tried changing the subject or something. And, so yeah, but then in sixth grade, something really clicked. I really became a Christian. And when I was reflecting back, I decided to look back at my life to see where God was working. And in first grade, when I got the appendicitis, for some reason on TV, there was a Giants-Yankees game, even though it was in March, so that didn't really make sense. But that's what really got me into baseball. And I played baseball until seventh grade. Now I'm umpiring baseball, where I gained $70. I made $75 yesterday for umpiring one game. It was nice. Sorry. So yeah, I'm really glad I got appendicitis, even though I missed the trip to the teddy bear factory, which I was looking forward to. It might not have been worth it. Okay, so for middle school, I went to JLS, which is like half a mile that way, where I had the absolute worst sixth grade teacher ever. I mean, literally, she's assigned more homework than I've got until this year. Like, just from her alone, I had more homework than I did in eighth grade. So I just decided to not do half of it, which was really bad. I got like D's and F's in sixth grade because of the homework load. And also because I thought, because I was a new Christian, and I thought that God would just give me the A because I was a Christian, which that really didn't work out. I kind of wish I knew that. So in seventh grade, my thought process went from God give me an A to God help me study so I can get an A. And that really worked because in seventh grade, I got mostly A's and B's, which have been my best grades ever. Okay. So, but in seventh grade, I had the most idiotic math teacher ever. She thought that 9 divided by 9 was 0.9999999 repeated, not 1. Which makes no sense, because the way you learn division is if you have 9 apples and you want to put them in 9 groups, each group gets 1 apple, not 0.9999 apples. That'd be a microscopic bite, though. Just doesn't work. So, yeah, then in 8th grade, my grades went down a little. Partially because I just stopped caring about school. I made some really, really, really bad decisions in 8th grade. I even started watching porn for like a month in there. Not a good idea. Just because things were going so bad for me. I was hanging out with the wrong group of people. And my life just started sucking a lot. And that's a really time in my life I really want to get out. But ever since we got into ninth grade, or I got into a freshman and I started hearing Jordan talk, that's really changed my mind about my life and how fortunate I've been. Yeah, thank you. I do my best. And so, yeah. This year, I really haven't had the best grades. I have to retake Spanish because I got a D. And you better not say anything. Cheap person. No. Anyway, since my first day of freshman year, I found out high school is nothing like what I thought it would be from watching TV. I've seen nothing of what happens there. It's just pretty much like middle school, except there's more people. And I can get off campus, which is nice. Yeah, but ever since the summer, I've really been a solid Christian. And yeah, that's pretty much my life. I'll act like a dude.
Alright, so we're going to do a time of questions here in a second, but I just thought that maybe we could all help Arthur out here. With the Spanish, and from now on, nobody talks to him in English.
Oh, wow.
Spanish only when you're talking to Arthur. You can ask questions in English if you don't know any Spanish ways of asking it. I tell you though, Spanish, what I think, muy bien. What I think Spanish does is not really teach you how to speak Spanish. It teaches you how to be creative. Because you have to come up with creative ways to say things because you don't know how to say things the way you want to say them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're like, can I have that? You're like, yo quiero tu... Sí. I know, you got to be creative. I don't know how to say.
Tangles I have.
Look at that, we're helping him already, right now.
It's going great.
Down. So, you guys have any questions for Arthur?
Anyone other than Lisa?
No, it's not about
that. Okay, Lisa. What? Where's the teddy bear factory?
You must respond in Spanish. That's a rule. If you ask a question to him in Spanish, he's got to answer in Spanish.
Anyone have a Spanish-English dictionary in here?
El Centro Comercial.
Yo no sé. I don't know where the teddy bear factory was. I didn't go.
That's a good point.
George, where is the teddy bear factory? See, he doesn't know.
There's one in San Francisco.
I don't think we're going that far.
San Francisco? Yeah. Oh. San Francisco. All right, hey, bring it back in. Una pregunta. Excelente. Sí.
Sí. Yo me gusta helado.
Now English.
What does that mean?
I like ice cream. Mark.
Brian wanted me to translate this for him. Cuando veces Jorge peleó
What? How many times? I stopped counting.
Hey, it's Spanish.
Yo no sé.
I'm getting impressed with you guys in Spanish right now. It's pretty good. You guys have any other questions for Arthur? Uh-oh. The question was...
Okay. I don't see how girls is a question.
It's a question.
Good for you. Because you're not going to get one because I don't know how to respond to that. Okay, any girls in my life story? There's one of my most embarrassing moments, but I'm not going to get to that unless someone asks.
Hold on.
Why
question.
Did I say that?
Yeah, Aaron, question? Okay.
You can't say that and then
tell it.
Okay. Well, more embarrassing was in first grade, but I didn't know any better. But whatever. So, in Palo Verde, we had early and late readers. I don't know why they were called that, but early readers were there from like 8:15 to 2. And I was an early reader. So, this is the one time in my life I might have think I like smoked a cigarette on my way to school. Because, for whatever reason... During class, I decided to take this girl by the hand and kiss her on the hand.
Nice. Woo-hoo. Rico suave!
Huh?
And?
And I don't think the girl's talked to me ever since.
Do you still know her?
Yeah.
You still know her?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Does
she go to Pally?
Yeah.
She goes to Pally!
Oh my God!
I'm not telling you. You cannot keep... What?
First grade?
Hey,
everybody be quiet. Boop. I remember last name.
What?
Hey. No.
No.
If he wants people to know, he can tell him who it is.
I know who it is. I know the first name.
What do you think the first name is?
Sarah. George Stoddard, right? No,
you Stoddard. Sarah? What?
I don't know where Sarah is.
What?
It's Sarah.
We're getting a little personal now. Sarah.
Okay, any more questions?
Wait, hold on. I got a question for the ladies. Does that work? Be honest.
I think it depends on the guy.
What?
It depends on the guy.
So that might work. It could work.
If a guy is going to grab
him, all right, she's not here, so when she gets here, I'll try it out.
You need to make it discreet.
We'll know for sure if she no longer wants to be married to me. All right, bring it back in. What other questions you got for Arthur? Yeah.
What?
Say it louder.
What experience in my life has made me turn to God? Hume Lake has always brought me closer when I'm fading away. But there's one time this year, I forget. I meant to do that. Yeah, this is the Bible in case anyone had any biblical questions for me. Why'd I say that? Okay, so I forget when this year, but there's like one day, like Wednesday in history, we were talking about something, and then I came to church that night, and Jordan was pretty much talking about the exact same thing. I wish I could remember what that was, but that really helped. Yeah, it was from Daniel. Good bit. Yeah, so any more questions? What?
How is that meaningful?
How is it meaningful? Because it really showed me that God is here, like, trying to make me closer to Him. Yeah. Lisa?
What was the question?
And what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Don't worry about it.
It's a little weird. It's like a rod.
No, it was like, I was throwing some.
Yeah.
Alright. Which is better, America or England?
Ooh.
That's not.
Which one's better?
Shut up before I come over there.
Well.
That is definitely a question.
America has better weather. But England has a lot better food, and it's like a better atmosphere, kind of.
What? England is notorious for having terrible food.
What?
I heard you, and I'm taking credit for it. What do you want?
So, wait, you still haven't answered our question.
England's better. England is better.
After church, you're dead.
I know I'm dead. I planned on being dead.
I give you permission to write off everything he said from the whole day. Now, I mean, let's hear an English accent.
I don't have an English accent.
Do it.
Let's hear it.
No.
No.
No English accent, huh?
No accent. Right. I cannot even pull it off.
All right.
Shh. Okay.
All right. Bring it back in. Bring it back in. Yes.
What? Volcanoes are fine. I have nothing against volcanoes.
Oh, yeah. Really? How many people know somebody who was kept in England?
Me.
Not how many people know somebody. Everybody's hand went up. Let me finish, people. Who was kept in England because of the volcano?
Really?
Huh? How about Europe in general? Whoa! Are you serious?
Wait, what?
How do you get? What the? Well, put your hands down. Put your hand down. Now I can't tickle them. All right, I'm going to rephrase this question. Listen to the whole thing and then respond. How many of you know somebody in Europe in general? Savage, I missed you. In Europe in general, who was held up by the volcano? Are you serious? Oh, my God. Who?
My mom. Hey, you put your hand up. You know my mom.
Wow. The choir was?
My choir teacher is now in debt for $50,000. He has a hotel for 45 people.
All right, bring it back in. Any other questions? Is that a question, or you just know a lot of people who are stuck in Europe? Yeah, go ahead.
What's your favorite place to be away from
home? No. Favorite place to be? Probably at the Sharks games. I just love going to Sharks games.
Sharks, round two.
Yeah.
It's about time. They're just lucky the Ducks didn't make it to play. Quack.
Haven't seen that movie.
Are you serious?
I need it.
All right. Shh. Yeah.
Has a dingo ever ate your baby?
I don't even know what that...
I'm pretty sure it's Australian.
Yeah, that's Australian.
A dingo ate your baby.
That has never happened to me.
Do you have a baby?
No.
It's good to know that when you kiss that girl's hand, you don't get a baby. All right, we got time for like one or two more questions. Yeah, question.
Yes, I have.
Repeat that question.
I have definitely eaten crumpets. I'll bring crumpets next week for everyone.
Wow. Jeffrey has a question.
I don't have a question.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure I want to hear that question.
All right, we got time for, like, one more question.
It is.
Anything else?
Yeah. That's all I have to say.
It's a good chance, George. Oh, taken out. Yes.
Killed something.
Or someone.
I have never killed someone. I have killed small animals before.
Like what?
Like ants.
Give him a chance, people.
Like ants and snails and flies.
Those aren't animals.
They are too. Wow.
Have you?
I hate bio.
Hold on. An important follow-up question. Important follow-up question. Have you killed snails by pouring salt on them?
No. No. I just step on them.
Wow. Oh, hold on. An important question to the audience. How many of you have killed snails by pouring salt on them?
Yes.
Two girls? Three girls. Thank you. Good. Oh, it's gone. It's done. It's done. All right, I'm going to close this by praying for Arthur, and then I have some announcements. So, let's pray. God, I want to thank you for this morning. I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I'm just pumped to be here this morning. I'm just excited. So thanks for letting me show up here and to hear Arthur's life story, to worship you through music, to hang out with friends, and God, to hang out with you. Thanks for being here in the midst of us. And God, I just want to thank you for Arthur, for who you've made him. You've made him in your image. And God, I thank you that you gave Arthur the courage to come up in front of friends and to tell his life story and tell some hard stuff, too. Thank you for his honesty, God. And I pray that each of us can take a cue from that and can be honest with one another. God, I just pray that as Arthur continues to live life and continues to grow in you. Thank you for the growth he's made already, but as he continues to grow, I just pray that you would strengthen him and that you would continually lead him down the path you want him to go. Thanks for the blessing that he is in my life and in this youth ministry, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.